Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city had been struck, in the selfsame day that the hand of Yahweh was upon me and brought me there, in the visions of our Elohim did he bring me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, by which was like the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me there, and I saw there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate, and the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and set your heart upon all that I will show to you, for to the intent that I could show them to you are you brought here. Declare all that you see to the house of Israel. And I saw a wall on the outside of the house round about, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits by the cubit and a hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. And then he came to the gate which looks toward the east, and went up the stairs of that gate, and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad. And every little chamber was 1 reed long and 1 reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits. And the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. He also measured the porch of the gate within, 1 reed. He then measured the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and the posts of the gate 2 cubits, and the porch of the gate inward. And the little chambers of the gate eastward were 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and they, each of the 3, were of 1 measure, and the posts had 1 measure on this side and on that side. And he measured the breadth of the entry of the gate, and it was 10 cubits, and the length of the gate was 13 cubits. The space also before the little chambers was 1 cubit on this side, and the space was 1 cubit on that side. And the little chambers were 6 cubits on this side and 6 cubits on that side. He then measured the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another, and the breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. He also made posts of 60 cubits, even to the post of the court round about the gate. And from the face of the gate of the entrance to the face of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits. And there were narrow windows to the little chambers, and to their posts within the gate round about, and likewise to the arches. And windows were round about inward, and on each post were palm trees. Then he brought me to the outward court, and I saw that there were chambers, and a pavement was made for the court round about. 30 chambers were on the pavement. The pavement by the side of the gates, over against the length of the gates, was the lower pavement. He then measured the breadth from the forefront of the lower gate to the forefront of the inner court outside, 100 cubits eastward and northward. And the gate of the outward court that looked toward the north, he measured the length of it and the breadth of it, and the little chambers of it were 3 on this side and 3 on that side, and the posts of it and the arches of it were after the measure of the first gate. The length of it was 50 cubits, and the breadth was 25 cubits. And their windows and their arches and their palm trees were according to the measure of the gate that looks towards the east. And they went up into it by 7 steps, and the arches of it were in front of them. And the gate of the inner court was over against the gate toward the north and toward the east, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. After that he brought me toward the south, and I saw a gate toward the south. And he measured the posts of that gate and the arches of it according to these measures. And there were windows in it, and in the arches of it round about like those windows, the length was 50 cubits, and the breadth was 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and the arches of it were in front of them, and it had palm trees, one on this side and another on that side, on the posts of it. And there was a gate in the inner court toward the south. And he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to these measures, and the little chambers of it, and the posts of it, and the arches of it, according to these measures, and there were windows in it, and in the arches of it, round about, 50 cubits long, 25 cubits broad. And the arches round about were 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And the arches of it were toward the utter court, and the palm trees were on the posts of it, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And he brought me to the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to these measures. And the little gate of it, and the posts of it, and the arches of it were according to these measures, and there were windows in it, and in the arches of it round about, 50 cubits long, 25 cubits broad. And the arches of it were toward the outward court, and palm trees were on the posts of it, on this side and on that side, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And he brought me to the north gate, and measured it according to these measures, the little chambers of it, the posts of it, the arches of it, and the windows to it round about, the length 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits. And the posts of it were toward the outer court, and palm trees were on the posts of it, on this side and on that side, and the going up to it had 8 steps. And the chambers and the entries of it were by the posts of the gates, where they washed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate, 2 tables were on this side, 2 tables were on that side, to kill upon them the burnt offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering. And at the gates outside, at the side outside, as one goes up to the entry of the north gate, there were 2 tables. And on the other side, which was at the porch of the gate, were 2 tables. 4 tables on this side, 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables, upon which they killed the sacrifices. And the 4 tables were made of hewn stone for the burnt offering, of 1.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits broad, and 1 cubit high, upon which also they laid the instruments with which they killed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And within were hooks, 1 hand broad, fastened round about, and on the tables the flesh of the offering. And outside the inner gate, the chambers of the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate, and their prospect was toward the south, 1 at the side of the east gate having the prospect toward the north. And he said to me, "This chamber, whose prospect is toward the south, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house. And the chamber whose prospect is toward the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok among the sons of Levi, who come near to Yahweh to minister and serve him." So he measured the court, 100 cubits long, and 100 cubits broad, 4 square, and the altar that was before the house. And he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side, 5 cubits on that side. And the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the breadth 11 cubits. And he brought me by the steps by which they went up to it, and there were pillars by the posts, 1 on this side, and another on that side. End of chapter.